portals called out as though they had been inhabited by the one we were questing for. A shatter, a bitter open shatter fell from the tallest of trees. Open-necked and full of profound wisdom, the shadow calling himself Cthulhu rampaged and fell through the veil like ice. No sooner will you be covered in the wild roses than she will appear, he said. For I know the way around these parts, and melting children have always been one with the Red Queen. So scatter yourselves, or you too will be finalized.
Then there was a laughter. Oh my God, the laughter.
Slightly above the leaves touching our heads. It spoke of the power which she consumed wherever her head would bow. Indeed, the wisdom that it would take to fill another's dreams of compassion would be hailed as the dawning of a new eon. A time when the shepherd would gather his flock to behold the majesty of the Grand Jester.
Was a laughter. Oh my God, the laughter.
Never proud of, revealed itself to the three. But the truths it bore were not truths at all, but rather the remnants of splintered bark and hail from the storm. Creeping sideways, as was often allowed, we managed to find the whirling that could not be held. The one, the mother, with tentacles that stretched beyond mere imagination, she wrapped herself within the minds and clouds of the uninitiated, and in a whisper, disappeared. But only from sight.
Then there was a laughter. Oh my God, the laughter. We'll be right back.
those things would be quiet now.